Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. On yesterday's call, I was going to quote Florence Nightingale, the founder of modern nursery, but anyhow, I somehow duplicated a quote. So I want to give you the actual quote today. We were talking about success, and Ms. Nightingale said, "I attribute my success to this. I never gave or took any excuse." Great quote. Well, yesterday's call, we also talked about and quoted Joshua 1:8. And I think that's one of our favorite scriptures. And verse 8, as you may know, contains the only time the word success is used in the King James Version of the Bible. And every time we read Joshua 1:8, we kind of get fired up.
That's it. It says, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, and thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success."
As most of you may know, in this verse, the words "you" and "your," well, and they're amplified in other translations, and there are six times. In this particular translation, the King James, it says "thou" and "thee." But in other, more contemporary translations, it says "you" and "your." God wants you to be successful, but you've got a part to play. There are seven powerful keys in Joshua 1:8, but we're only going to discuss two of them today, as we want to focus on Joshua 1:9. First, continually read and study the Word of God.
The King James Version says, "This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth." The New Living Translation says, "Study this book of instruction continually." The Message Bible says, "And don't for a minute let this book of the revelation be out of mind." The Contemporary English Version says, "Never stop reading the book of the law he gave you."
No matter what translation you use, it's clear that we're to be in the Word of God, not just on Sundays or when times get tough or when there's trouble. Putting the Word to action within us is a continual process. It is to be an integral part of our talk and our walk. Second, speak the word day and night. Speak the word day and night.
The King James Version says, "Thou shalt meditate therein day and night." The Hebrew word for meditate is H1897, and it means utter, muse, mutter, meditate, speak. It comes from a root word that means whisper. You know, the general impression of the word meditate is that you just think about something by pondering it in your mind. However, this Hebrew translation shows us that we're not just to ponder and think about it, but to actually speak it out, even in a whisper. In Matthew 12:34 in the Classic Amplified Bible, it says, "For out of the fullness, the overflow, the superabundance of the heart, the mouth speaks."
As we continually read and study the Word of God, we are programming the good stuff, the Word, into our mental hard drives, our brain. In the daily situations of life, our response in every circumstance will be determined by the superabundance of the word that's in our hearts, that's ready to flow out of our mouths.
Now let's move on to Joshua 1:9. Joshua 1:9, and we're going to start in the New International Version, which says, "Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest."
Here are seven keys to success and victory in every battle that you face. Number one, follow my instructions. Have I not commanded thee, in verse 9? Psalm 119:60 in the New Living Translation says, I will hurry without delay to obey your commandments. The Hebrew word for command means to command, charge, give orders, lay charge, give charge to, order. You're in a battle against the attacks of the enemy. And in order to repel his attacks, we must follow the orders to read, speak, and act on the Word of God.
Number two, be strong. The Hebrew word for strong means to strengthen, prevail, harden, be strong, become strong, be courageous, be firm, grow firm. Ephesians 6:10 says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. You know, if a boxer wants to win his upcoming, say, heavyweight championship fight, he must follow the instructions of a good trainer. Someone once said, invest in yourself. It's like being a boxer. You've got to be in training so when the bell rings, you get your direction, you come out of the corner, and you're ready. Your personal trainer in life is the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
And he's telling you to strengthen yourself so that you can become stronger and more fit by reading, speaking, and acting on the Word of God. I'm also blessed. We're blessed by the words of Zechariah 10:12. Zechariah 10:12, this is the New Living Translation. By my power, I will make my people strong, and by my authority, they will go wherever they wish. I, the Lord, have spoken.
Wow. Number three, have courage. Hebrew word for courage means alert, courageous, brave, to exhibit strength. This verse says that we're to be strong and courageous. It's one thing to be strong, but it's something entirely different to be brave. Over the years, I've known a lot of people who were strong, but not courageous, meaning they weren't willing to take a stand for what they believed. Psalm 31:24 in the New Living Translation. So be strong and courageous, all you who put your hope in the Lord. How do you become courageous? The same way you become strong, by reading, speaking, and acting on the Word of God. People don't like strength so much as they lack courage to do something with what they've got.
I want to add just something in here, and it's called this political correctness stuff. And I am telling you, the whole purpose behind, quote, political correctness is to keep people who have, like us, quiet about Christian things, and I don't care for it too much. Sorry.
That's
number
true, but
four,
what you're saying is true.
I mean, you know, they only want to hear what they want to hear, and if you start to say something that they don't want to hear, then you're politically incorrect. Anyway, number
you know what? I'd rather be spiritually correct than politically incorrect.
Anyway, bottom line, four, don't be afraid. There you go. Don't be afraid. If God tells you to be not afraid, I'm not sure how many times he's going to have to tell you the same thing over and over before we get it and then start living it. We are told 26 times in the King James Version of the Bible to be not afraid. There are 44 verses in the Message Bible that say don't be afraid and 66 verses in the New Living Translation with the exact same scriptural directive for us. Regardless of whether you say, be not afraid or don't be afraid, the message is the same. We have nothing to fear because God is on our side. Romans 8:31, one of my very favorite scriptures.
You know, honey, I love a quote that I saw recently by pastor and author Max Licato, who said, the presence of fear does not mean you have no faith. Fear visits everyone. But you make fear a visitor and not a resident.
That's a very good quote.
It really is.
He's a good teacher.
Number five, don't be dismayed. the New Living Translation, the Contemporary English Version, and the Message Bible all say, don't be discouraged. Napoleon Hill, the author of Think and Grow Rich, once said, what we do not see, what most of us never suspect of existing, is a silent but irresistible power which comes to the rescue of those who fight on in the face of discouragement. Deuteronomy 31:8, New International Version. Here's what it says. The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Don't be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Yeah, that'd be a great verse to personalize too.
Yes, it would.
The Lord himself goes before Yvette and will be with her. He will never leave Yvette nor forsake her. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Once again, the remedy for discouragement is to read, speak, and act on the Word of God.
Amen. Number six, God is with you. The Lord your God, your Jehovah Jireh, meaning provider, your Jehovah Shema, meaning peace, your Jehovah Rapha, meaning healer, he is with you 24/7. The Contemporary English Version says, I will be there to help you. Isaiah 43:1 in the Message Bible says, don't be afraid. I've redeemed you. I've called your name. You're mine. When you're in over your head, I'll be there with you. When you're in rough waters, you will not go down. When you're between a rock and a hard place, it won't be a dead end because I am God, your personal God. Wow, that is such a comfort. Psalm 46:1 says, God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble.
Number seven, God is with you every step you take, this and every other day. Joshua 1:9 in the Message Bible says in part, God, your God, is with you every step you take. Can somebody say hallelujah? And see, not only is God with us every step of the way, but he has his eyes upon us. He's watching us. And as the popular saying goes, he's got your back.
Amen.
Psalm 32:8, Amplified Bible Classic. I, the Lord, will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. Joshua 1:8, this time in the New Living Translation, says, the Lord says, I will guide you along the best path for your life. I will advise you and watch over you. One of the best reasons we know for meditating on God's Word day and night is simply this. When we meditate on the Word, God will advise us and watch over us. Can somebody say,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's exactly right. If you've been blessed by the teaching, go to HaroldHerring.com at the top, where it says, sow a seed, just ask God what seed he'd have you sow. Do what he says, that's all we ever ask. While you're there, check out this week's 2-minute video. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you, happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you, we appreciate you, God bless you. Bye-bye.